You're listening to AIB Market Talk, bringing you financial market insights from AIB's experts.
Hello and welcome to our AIB Market Update on Wednesday the 17th of January. I'm Paul Ward from our Customer Treasury business, and I'm joined today by AIB's newly appointed Chief Economist, David McNamara, to discuss what we can expect from the main central banks in the coming weeks and months, and also to discuss our expectations for the US dollar and pound sterling as we move into 2024. Good morning, David.
Morning, how are you?
Very good, thank you. Welcome to AIB. David, we might just start off with, I suppose, just the close of 2023 and the start of 2024. So from a global economy perspective, you might just give us just your thoughts there, please.
Yeah, so I think we certainly reached an inflection point in the second half of last year where central banks took a pause initially around July, September time for the key central banks. And that really drove expectations in markets that we would start to see rate cuts quite quickly in the new year. And you really saw a rally, particularly in December, across markets on the expectation that you would see a soft landing, rates start to fall. So a lot of positivity leading into Christmas. As we moved into January, a little bit of those gains given back, but really we've kind of solidified at those levels. And really expectations have sustained, particularly on the rate side, in terms of when central banks will begin cutting. And the expectation is that March is in play.
And is that just for the ECB or is that for the Fed, or are we talking about the three main central banks?
If you look at futures markets, what's priced in now, we're pretty much close to March for all three.
Okay.
Fed is March is seemed to be a certainty according to markets. It's on the cusp for the Bank of England and for the ECB between March, April.
Okay.
Our view is markets are overdone in terms of that expectation. If you look at what central bankers have been saying, and particularly this week at Davos, last week, a couple of speeches, and there's a slew of data coming over the next couple of weeks, central bankers are trying to walk markets back a little bit from the expectation. So the expectation right now is 150 bips before the end of the year. For rate cuts across the key central banks.
That's fairly aggressive.
Pretty aggressive.
Yeah.
And, you know, our view is that's probably got overdone a little bit.
So I suppose for our listeners, maybe the focus is when those central banks meetings happen, I suppose, in the next couple of weeks or by the end of the month of February.
Indeed.
And then the expectation is whether those rate cuts will start coming in the end of quarter one, start of quarter two sort of thing. Yeah.
So just to give you a few key dates.
Yeah.
So end of the month in January, 25th of Jan, ECB, 31st, the Fed. And the 1st of Feb is the Bank of England. So you've got within a week, so if we're going to see rate cuts in March, there's still a possibility, they need to be setting the ground up at those meetings.
Yeah.
And what we've seen over the last couple of weeks is central bankers like Philip Lane, our own Philip Lane, coming out and saying it's too soon.
Yeah.
We have a lot of Fed speakers this week, some key players in the Fed speaking this week, so we'll be watching those closely. But you'd really need to be seeing them preparing the ground now in January. And then you get to March, middle of March, where the next set of meetings are. To me, it feels like it's a Q2 story before we start to see rate cuts come through. But it's very data dependent, and central bankers are data dependent.
Of course.
If we start to see a fall in inflation, the economies in Europe start to roll over, there's a risk we can.
And can I just ask then, just in general with inflation, like has it kind of, we know that it's obviously come down over the last, whatever, 12 months or so, but I mean, have we reached a point now where it's kind of starting to flatten out, or it could even potentially pop back up again over the certain kind of these typical months of the year or whatever? What's your sense?
There's a few key, I suppose, trends which have been driving disinflation over the last year. So the supply chain issues that were there in COVID have largely passed. Energy prices have come back to normality.
Yeah.
And then on the services side, so it's consumer demand starting to weaken a little bit across the main economies, and that reduces inflation as well, particularly on the services side.
But do you think that the recent geopolitical tensions now could be causing a problem?
Indeed. So I think we're reaching a plateau in some cases. Services inflation looks a little bit sticky because consumer demand hasn't weakened as much as we expected.
Mm.
The geopolitical issues like the Red Sea snare up in trade. That's an upside risk for inflation, particularly in the Eurozone, because most of the trade to Europe goes via the Red Sea, less so in the United States. So these are all the factors that central bankers are trying to weigh up. And I think what they need to see is a sustained period of headline and core inflation returning to target. You know, the saying goes, the last mile is the hardest.
Yeah.
And that might be the case for inflation this year. Central bankers need to see that sustained period of disinflation before they really can commit to successive rate cuts.
Okay, so really those customers impacted by interest rates really should probably keep their focus towards the end of the month for those central bank meetings, and maybe there's still the expectation that rate cuts may come during the
year. Indeed. Central bankers are data dependent. I am too. We're looking at the data coming in. Right now, it's not screaming rate cut in Q1, but those things can change.
Okay, it's interesting. And then just from an FX perspective, because obviously a lot of our listeners being importers, exporters, David, where are we? Like, I mean, obviously, if I probably kind of was to sum up 23 for me, a lot of range-bound trading for euro sterling and euro dollar being our main currency pair. And I know euro dollar probably since September 22 was down as low as kind of 95, 96, and it's got back up to nearly the 109, 110 level recently. Yeah. I mean, what's AIB's view for the currencies as we move through 2024?
So we published our FX monthly piece last Thursday.
Yeah.
If you look at some of the key currency pairs, for the remainder of the year, largely range bound, with the exception of the dollar. So the dollar has been exceptionally strong over the last couple of years. So our expectation is that will come back a little bit. And I think the range bound theme that we're seeing in currency markets, I think, is on its last legs, because, as I said, central bankers now will start to diverge. You'll see speeches. Currencies have been driven entirely by the rate story of the last couple of years. So as the Fed, if the Fed is the first mover, and our expectation is that it will be the first mover, then you know that would suggest that you would see a weakening in the dollar. On the other hand, I think you mentioned this to me before, you know, there could be a flight to safety as well. If we do have a flare up in geopolitical tensions, particularly in the Middle East, you know, there is always a flight to safety to the dollar as well. But looking at the levels where it's at, looking at the rate expectations of cuts for the Fed, and what forecasters are expecting, would suggest that the dollar should weaken from here. But there's a lot of moving.
And then can I just ask on euro sterling, because obviously it's significant importance to many listeners. That's been extremely range bound, I suppose, over the last 4, 5, 6 years, wherever it might be, really since Brexit. I assume no major change expected within that.
I think so. I think so, because if you look at the inflation picture, actually in the UK, I mean, inflation is quite sticky. So you might see a period where UK rates are a little bit higher for longer. But it feels like the trajectory of rates in the Eurozone and the UK is probably on a similar path.
I think
that range bound story will continue. There's obviously some curveballs around UK elections, but I think most people are expecting a Labour government, which is led by quite a moderate Keir Starmer. So I'm not sure how market moving the UK election will be. This year we have European elections later on, but you know those usually aren't in the year. Those usually aren't market moving. So I think it's range bound. It's rates dependent, I think, over the next few months.
Yeah. Okay, David. Many thanks for your time and valuable insights, and a big thanks indeed to our customers, colleagues, and listeners for joining us on this podcast. As always, to stay up to date with the latest market developments, please subscribe to AIB's Market Talk wherever you get your podcasts. Many thanks.
Thanks for listening to the latest edition of AIB Market Talk. Allied Irish Banks PLC is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. AIB NI is a trademark used under licence by AIB Group UK PLC, authorised by the Prudential Regulation Authority and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority and the Prudential Regulation Authority. Allied Irish Bank GB and Allied Irish Bank GB Savings Direct are trademarks used under licence by AIB Group UK PLC, authorised by the Prudential Regulation Authority and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority and the Prudential Regulation Authority.